Listen, Duchess. Do you hear the people? They cry out for change. Your weak-minded rule of Mandalore is at an end. The resurrection of our warrior past is about to begin.
I am the Duchess of Mandalore. Your actions will bring our civilization to ruin.
I'm just a simple man trying to make my way in the universe.
My only true loyalty is to Mandalore.
Too bad our people can't stop fighting each other.
You're dealing with the Mandalorians now, child. Not some Imperial officer fresh out of the academy.
I'm not planning on dying.
Little Mandalorian. So proud. And tough, I think. We shall see.
Make sure you put on a good show.
You are listening to Radio Free Mandalore, news, reviews, and Tim's got the Valentine's blues in a galaxy far, far away. I'm one of your hosts, Patrick.
You're a dick.
Well, let's face it, we're all home podcasting on Valentine's Day, but I just like to pick on you.
Yeah.
Your birthday was closer, so you came up in the drawing.
You had no drawing.
Introduce yourself, Tim.
No. Gonna be that kind of a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, someone took a little nap before, huh?
Well, I'm fine. This day sucks.
What happened? We got no Star Wars news this week, so why don't you tell me about?
What are you talking about? There's tons of Star Wars news.
Right, what do you got? I'll let you're in.
What do you got?
I just told you.
What have you heard? Have you heard? What you said? You said there's no news. What have you heard? Anything? Or are you just like nothing good?
I saw on Making Star Wars, they reported that Variety said that Thandie Newton is in talks for a part in the Han Solo film, but I don't know if that's really news. And I don't really remember what I've seen her in, so.
She's in Westworld?
Yeah, I knew she's in Westworld, but I haven't watched it yet.
Oh. Apparently she has a lot of nude scenes in Westworld from what I'm hearing. I haven't watched it. She's supposed to, like, she's pretty old, right? She's like 40, I mean, I know I'm not pretty old, but she's like 40-something, so.
Let me check. I have IMDb up right now. All right, well.
I think she's 44 from what I read.
November 6, 1972, so I think you're correct.
Yeah, I read the same thing from Variety talking about that she's in talks, but probably not going to be playing the part if you look at the age of Santa Solo, if they do go that route.
Yeah.
But
that's what I was
maybe
thinking.
Someone in her family, someone related to her, who knows? I mean, that's still cool. I mean, if they're able to get, I like Tana Newton, so if they can get her, that's still a good get.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember. I know I've seen her stuff. I'm looking at these movies, and I've seen all these movies, but nothing that I've seen recently. So, just had no opinion.
I could see that.
And that's the news for this week. So, Tim, what else you got?
No, there was other casting news, the confirmed casting of...
What do you got?
What is her name? Let me find her name. Her name is Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Okay.
She is... going to be playing a... She confirmed that she was going to be in the Han Solo movie. Confirmed that she will be playing a completely CGI character. And now it's speculation that she's going to be playing the first female droid in the Star Wars universe. Which is kind of interesting. At least... And when they say female droid, they're talking about like sexualized female droid in the sense that she would look female. It's not just have a female voice and, you know, a robotic, I don't know, amorphous kind of look to her, or just sleek boxy look or something like that, but really have accentuated female features. And they're even saying that she could be compared to, like, in terms of like give K2SO or C3PO a run for their money in terms of what they added as a droid character.
So moving on.
What are we moving on to, Kevin?
Well, last week on the earnings call for the Walt Disney Company, Bob Iger confirmed the date, actually not the date, but a year that the Star Wars lands will be opening up in domestic theme parks.
That's right.
So 2019.
That was in the last week. It feels like it was longer ago, I guess. I don't know why.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was on the last.
Oh, you know what? It was the day after we recorded. It was the next morning because I remember thinking, why couldn't have they said that yesterday when we had no news?
Yeah, because I was actually on the call. I got to hear what he had to say, and nothing really was given other than the fact that it's 2019. No month or anything like that. So there's a lot of speculation when it's going to open. I'm hearing December of 2019 to coincide with the release of episode 9, which me as a theme park guy would, you know, make me scratch my head. It's like, well, you know, if Disney really want to capitalize on the, you know, trying to maximize their profit on domestic theme parks and resorts for the fiscal year 2018, why not do it in summertime? But I guess we'll see when we get to that. Get to that point. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think 2019 is the year that Tim finally goes to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Boring. Hey guys, can we get some dead air? I'd rather listen to that
than us talk about to Disneyland.
I could not care less about this.
About Star Wars Land? What is wrong with you?
It's a big deal.
I could not care less.
All right, then for you, on three, dead air, but I want you to sing about dead air when we come back.
One. You mean to sing about dead air?
Yeah, sing the dead air song.
I'm not ready for that.
Mm. All right, here's a little dead air for Tim.
Mm, that is so good.
It hit the spot? Is that what you were craving?
So good. Mm. I just like washed my palate of the Disneyland theme park talk.
So... let's see. When I said there was...
I just don't.
No, let me get this straight.
I'm okay.
When I say there's
okay
no news, you counter me with news. When Kevin has news, you say it's boring.
Yeah.
I think you're just grumpy today.
I know.
It's my Valentine's Day. I'm gonna do my own thing today.
It's no different than any other day. Did my wife and I do anything for Valentine's Day? No.
I mean, that's a commentary in and of itself, but let's go on from there.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Don't hurt on Valentine's Day. It's just like any other day. It's no big deal.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm grumpy every day.
Mm. Oh,
how is this different? I'm just saying, I just don't care about Star Wars Land. I'm all for it. Go for it. I just don't care. I'm not going to go.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you may not care.
Most likely not going
to
go.
Our job is to talk about, like, Star Wars stuff, and, like, Star Wars Land's a pretty big deal.
Sure.
Listening to this podcast, so I don't know. Just like I would just say, like, you know, if we're talking about it, just don't discount it. Like, it is, we're just doing what we're doing. We're reporting news.
Okay, and am I allowed to have an opinion on the show?
Sure.
Okay, and my opinion is boring. What else other news have you heard, Patrick?
I told you at the start. I've heard nothing this week. I heard about Disneyland and forgot it was during the last week, and I wouldn't dare bring it up again anyways. So
that is a lie, good sir. That is a lie that you are telling the audience here. You specifically text us something that put me into a fucking bad mood.
I did?
On Wednesday, entitled Prepare to Vomit.
I remember the title, but now I can't remember what the article was. Oh, that's not news. That's a fan theory. That's not news.
Fucking news.
No,
that's news.
Fan theory. All right.
It's news.
All right, before your head explodes.
Yeah.
You can walk us through this new internet theory. All yours. All
right, I'm prepared to vomit. Are you guys prepared to vomit?
You know, don't you?
Snoke is
Darth Plagueis the Wise.
That's impossible.
Supreme Leader Snoke was Master Windu.
I do not believe.
The Supreme Leader is
Ezra.
That's impossible.
We will use all our resources to unravel this mystery. We will discover the identity.
It's not my theory. Don't never caveat this shit with that.
It's Tim's corner. It's Tim's theory corner. So it's your segment. It may not be your theory, but this is your segment.
Come on over, everyone, for story time with Beasley.
Oh, I'm going to cut that clip and use it every week.
It's definitely the time of the podcast when I get mad. Well, madder. I don't know where to start. Okay, so this is from, it was what? You cut and pasted it from a Redditor who kind of came up with this theory revolving around Benicio Del Toro and his unnamed casting in episode 8.
Unnamed? Or is it?
I'm pretty sure it's unnamed. Pretty sure, right? I haven't seen anything else other than this stupid ass theory.
That's what I'm saying.
About who he is. Yeah. So this is everyone out there. This is in quotes. This is not me. When I say I'm not talking about me. This is Moron 884 or whatever his name is. He says, simply put, I think Benicio Del Toro is going to be playing Rey's father. But that's not to say Del Toro will be playing a new character. I think he's playing adult Ezra Bridger from the Rebels TV show. He'd be about the right age, and there have been theories that Rebels will end with Ezra and Kanan, if he's still alive, joining Luke's new Jedi Academy. But then why was she left on Jakku? The theory I've come up with, again, that's the moron, is that Ezra has fallen to the dark side. He joins forces with Snoke, and together they start manipulating the Jedi through, starting with Ben Solo. For seeing this, Luke hides Rey from her father, and in retaliation, Ezra, through or with, side by side with Kylo Ren, destroys the Jedi Academy. Luke flees, and Del Toro is left without knowing where his daughter is hidden. The reason I like this theory, again, idiot not me, allows for a double fall in Episode 8. It sets up Rey's fall in the dark side, and Kylo Ren's already poised for a redemption arc or a fall to the light. This would be a fantastic finale between these two characters in Episode 9. Fuck you, moron. Why? So
wait, hold on. Clarify one thing for me. At one point you said that this was your theory, and another point you said the reason you like this theory. So did you write this, or is it someone wrote it and you like it?
I hate you. This is not my theory, and I do not like it.
So the funny thing is after Patrick, you know, posted that the article, I think a couple of days later, MiceChat.com came out with the same article. So I don't know if they got it from Reddit, but it was kind of funny with the timing of it. And you know, they kind of go into more depth, saying that like the parents are Ezra Bridger and Sabine from Rebels, and then Sabine.
Listen,
is actually
there's not a whole lot that could make me walk out of Episode 8. And about 5 minutes ago, I might have told you there's nothing that can make me walk out of Episode 8. But hearing that, I'm going to take a seat by the door just to be safe. Let's put it that way.
Well, and it gets better, because guess who Sabine's parents are?
We're going to find out next week, but let's see what this theory says.
So this article says that it's Obi-Wan Kenobi and Sabine.
No.
Tim, remember when you asked me if I was prepared to vomit?
Yeah. I don't even think that works out timeline-wise. That wouldn't even make sense, because Satine died during Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm. That's what the article says.
There's no way that it could be her daughter, then. There's no way timeline-wise that would even work out. Mm-hmm. Would it, Patrick?
Hold on. First of all, I don't think it's going to work out, because they've said that her mother's alive, unless... Then the theory probably says that the mother on the show is going to be her adoptive mother, but let's just check.
Sabine was 2 years old in Episode 3.
Then, yeah, she could be old enough. Clone Wars only lasted 3 years. Not that I believe this, but in my quest to shoot down theories.
There's a lot of holes in this theory, but I think it was kind of like clickbait. You know, someone wrote it, and then it got picked up on Reddit. And then probably this author found it on Reddit and decided to elaborate more on it. Because even the author of the article says that there's huge holes in the theory. The most glaring one that he says is that the Yoda tells Luke at one point that he's the last Jedi in Episode 6. But then why would Yoda say that to him? And it's kind of weird, too, because, you know, Return of the Jedi was filmed so long ago. But then in Rebels, Yoda actually gives kyber crystals to Ezra. So, and if Ezra was like a Jedi, then why would Yoda tell Luke that he's the last Jedi?
Because somewhere in between that episode and Empire Strikes Back, Ezra will either die or decide to walk a different path, probably down the middle, which is why they've brought in the Bendu. So I think that's why they've made a point of showing that there's a route to go that's not dark or light. Yeah.
A gray side of the Force?
Don't start with that gray nonsense.
Purple.
I'm just going to sit here and drink my beer.
Here's my biggest problem with it. If Benicio Del Toro is playing Ezra Bridger, and there is some sort of middle side, and he doesn't... Or even if he is bad and he goes dark, I don't even care about that. My big problem is not... Even if he does turn out to be her father, or he turns out to be a new named character and that's her father. Okay, that's fine. My biggest problem with this theory is the end, when he's talking about he ruined everything for me, when he talks about the double fall. Why does there have to be a fall? Why do people think that Rey has to go bad? What is the internet's fascination with the idea of Rey becoming evil, or Kylo needing some sort of redemption arc? we've talked about this before. It annoys me to no end. Why do we need the quote unquote bad guy to be good? He's good as a bad guy. We need a bad guy. We need someone that's on par with Darth Vader to push this series forward. So why do we need any sort of redemption? I love the idea of having someone go dark and dark and darker, and he's just pulled to the dark side even further every step of the way. It sounds amazing to me.
No, and I agree with you, and I think the reason why is because people who know the Star Wars stories, who've seen every movie, who've like invested their time, they're used to having a redemption arc. You know, Darth Vader had his redemption story. So I think that's because of that, that's what people are expecting, especially when there's a lot of comparison in between episode 4 and episode 7. So, you know, I think there's people out there who are thinking that, you know what, they're just going to reuse the same, like, the same core concepts of, you know, 4, 5, and 6 and apply it to 7, 8, 9. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's what people are thinking.
It annoys me to no bounds.
And I can tell you that no one on this podcast thinks like that.
It's just taxing.
Let's see what happens when we get there.
I wish I had another beer.
Got like 35 beers in there.
Why do you keep coming up with these theories? I don't get it.
I like to punish myself. I'm a glutton for punishment. Right, I'm a sadist. These are not my theories.
I think it's time that we make you write your own. I want to hear what your theory is.
I'll come up with one.
You've got Kathy's ear, so.
Man, we're like on the fritz. She's not returning any phone calls. I asked her to be my Valentine. She said no.
That's why you're so grumpy tonight.
Yeah.
So, Tim, I want to hear your thought on this. So, it's been reported that Rosario Dawson wants to play Ahsoka.
Oh my God, I saw that too.
So, what do you think about that? I mean,
I don't know. I didn't read anything that say that she wants to. I saw that someone put together a potential like what this could be, what she looks like. Artwork.
I think Rosario actually
wants to play that.
I thought the artwork was in response to her saying she would play it, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, because she said she wants to play Ahsoka in Star Wars. But while Ahsoka's fate is not currently unknown after the showdown in a Sith temple with Darth Vader at the end of Rebels Season 2, if Ahsoka were to come back in another spin of it, it sounds like a good fit.
I didn't read that particular article, so I'll have to go check that out to see exactly what she said. I'm not, how do I put this nicely? I like Rosario. I don't necessarily want to see her in that role. And I think we talked about this, or maybe Patrick, maybe you said this on another podcast that you've done for Star Wars, because I know you do so many, but I'd like to see if they do cast her and she officially gets some big screen time, I'd like to see someone new. I don't think we necessarily need a huge big name actor in that role. I guess timeline wise, age wise, she might be okay for it. Maybe slightly a bit too old.
I think she's a bit too old.
But that artwork annoyed me to no ends as well. Because I don't like the idea of having, why does she have to be sexualized like that? Like the idea that she's, that picture that they made, she's in like a, I don't even know. Like, it's not a bikini, but it's sort of like a bikini and stuff. And that kind of annoyed me because for me, Ahsoka is such a strong female lead. I just didn't like that particular artwork. But I've never, in any way, shape, or form, I don't think I've ever seen Ahsoka in anything like that, like that garb. So I don't like that particular portion of it. But as far as Rosario, I mean, I love Rosario. Like, let's put her in all kinds of stuff. She's a fantastic actress. She can sing. She can dance. She's good. But I don't know if I like her for that role.
Well, you know my thoughts. I always like unknowns, especially if it's going to be
snips,
heavy makeup, or I mean, if it's motion capture, then it kind of doesn't matter. But if it's something like, if it's going to be something where they're so heavily made up to look like a character we already know, but some you can still see the actress underneath it that you know them from somewhere, still kind of takes me out. You know what I mean? So, like you said, get someone new in there, someone that we don't know from anything else.
Yeah, I mean, Daisy Ridley was pretty much relatively unknown, and she can just crush that role. Like, find the right person to play the role. Don't necessarily find a big-name studio actress to slide in there, you know?
I'm with you.
I absolutely love the idea of having her come to the big screen. But, again, we don't even know where she's at in the timeline right now. We don't know what her – is she alive? Is she dead? We don't have a clue, so.
If I had to put my money down, I'd say we'll never see it.
Oh, God, don't say it. You just – made my heart hurt.
I just think, you know, they are starting to bring people over from Clone Wars like they did with Saw. But you notice, like, you didn't have to know Saw's backstory at all. You didn't need to see the Onderon arc to understand Rogue One. But it's a little different if you bring in Ahsoka. And the majority of Star Wars fans, like the vast majority, watch the movies. Then you have a lot of people that sit down and watch the Clone Wars or watch Rebels or read all this stuff. But significantly lower. And to suddenly just introduce somebody into a movie that was Anakin's Padawan, but if you only watch the movies, you never saw that. It just feel like it takes too much explaining during the movie. Just bogs you down in exposition. And I just don't anticipate they do that.
I completely get that. It would definitely be hard to do it. I mean, that's the thing. I'm not saying she has to be in a saga film, that she's going to be in a future film. But to have like a, you know, early 20s version of her in some sort of a spinoff, like if they do a Boba Fett movie and she comes in, or if they do a, you know, a younger, if Ewan McGregor comes back and does a middle-aged Obi-Wan and they somehow meet up on some sort of adventure. I mean, there's other ways where you can pull her in before the new saga films. And I would love to see her there because that's the Ahsoka I know. And I think you could take a little bit more time there in a spinoff movie to do what you just said, establish that connection between the two without taking too much time, but having it still have a place there and giving, I think, a fan favorite, mm-hmm. some big screen time, you know?
Well, I also think that anything they introduce in a film, they've got to at least close out the story in a film so that people that only watch the films understand how this person fits in. So in addition to having the problem with all the exposition to catch people on who this is, I think that if they brought her into a film, you're going to have to expect to see her die at the end of the film. Because for the people that only watch films, then when they get to episode 4, 5, and 6, they're going to be like, oh, what happened to Ahsoka? And mm-hmm. you can't have her come in the film and then kill her off somewhere else, or just let her exist, or do the Ezra thing and have them go down the middle path. Whatever you end up doing, I think that even if they brought her in, they'd have to close out the loop on that character. They could bring her in and say, see, I could see if they decide to bring her in and they don't want to deal too much with the exposition, say she was Anakin's Padawan, just here's a survivor of Order 66, and just kind of leave it at that. And the people that know, and the people that don't need to. But then I still think you have to kill her off to have it fit in with the rest of them. Because we have to get to the point by episode 4 where Luke is the last hope.
I'm going to have to disagree with the idea of killing her off, not just because I like her as a character, but if you do something where she's involved in the rebellion and it's an Obi-Wan movie when in that kind of time period where he's in isolation, and maybe he's not actually in isolation, even though he says that, you know, then you have her talk about going off and joining the rebellion, or you have her bring up, oh man, my brain just turned off. What's her call sign in Rebels in episode season 1?
Fulcrum.
Fulcrum. Yes. I'm like, Jesus. Like, you have to bring out some exposition there and talk about joining the,
What I still think that for people that only watch the films, they're immediately going to go, okay, then where was she in the rest of the movies? This movie doesn't make sense. And that's what they're trying to avoid doing. That's why they can like sneak little references of Rebels into the films, but they're never going to do something in the films where you need to have seen Rebels to understand what something is.
I just don't see killing her. If you're doing it as like, my idea is to bring her in as a prequel. So I don't see how you would kill her off in any of that. If you bring her in after the fact, if she did survive her ordeal with Vader, then sure. But to bring her in pre-episode 4, of course you can't kill her. You know, pre-Rebels, then you wouldn't kill her. That's my point of it. Bring her in before all that happens.
And that's why I think they won't, because the majority of the people, those people that just watch the films, are going to say it doesn't make any sense. And that's who they cater to first and foremost. That's where they make the bulk of their money. Mm-hmm. So they're never going to do anything that screws up the timeline of 4, 5, and 6. Unless it's self-contained in the film. Like, if they had let everyone, if they had a Jedi in the mission in Rogue One and then just let them live and then kill them off in Rebels, most people wouldn't, it wouldn't make any sense to them, because the majority of the fans aren't watching Rebels.
Jesus Christ, just kill hopes and dreams, Patrick.
Yes, that's what I do.
Fine, Dad, I won't be a fucking astronaut when I grow up.
Yeah, I'll be that dad that's like, do you know what percentage of people that want to be astronauts actually become astronauts? The space program would probably be shut down by the time you're old enough.
We don't even have a space program right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go. Thank you. Stupid kid.
It's all privatized.
There you go.
Patrick, did you hear about Force Friday?
I heard a date somewhere, but I mean, aside from that.
September 1st.
remains to be seen. Have they announced who's participating? I mean, because last year it wasn't really much of a Force Friday, even though it was Rogue Friday. It was only Toys R Us's.
Yeah, it doesn't say who's doing it, but it just says that September 1st is the date. And then it's early this time, but it's, you know, pretty much to get a for people to get a closer look at the characters getting, you know, who are in episode 8 and whatnot. So
yeah, I think they named it wrong. For Force Awakens, they had Force Friday. For Rogue One, they had Rogue Friday. For Last Jedi, they should have Last Friday. And there should be some kind of Ice Cube tie-in.
Yeah, I think, honestly, from a business point of view, I think they're doing it early to try to capture the revenue for consumer products before the fiscal year ends for Disney.
Well, I hope it's actually more like Rogue Friday than Force Friday. Force Friday sucked. You stood in line all night, and then they had nothing. And then Rogue Friday, they did it right. They had, I would say, less variety and higher quantity of what they actually had, and that was the way to go. Most people on the night of Force Friday were really pissed.
I can imagine so. And probably the good thing about them doing it early is that they can see, you know, what's going to be more popular in terms of, you know, what they're selling, and that way they can start mass producing it for when the film actually does come out in December, and then they can reintroduce those items that sold out. Try to smooth out their revenue for those months. But interesting. I'll have to keep an eye out on that.
Tim, you'll have to come out that weekend and we can broadcast live from the line.
That sounds terrible.
You can Facebook Live me buying a bunch of stuff I don't need.
Yeah.
And a bunch of stuff I do need.
All
I care about is that there will finally be a Luke Skywalker figure. That's all that matters.
What if they don't come out with a new one? Will you go see 8 still?
I'll still see the movie either way, but I still might sit next to the door. If any of Tim's theories come true, I might have to walk.
You're not sitting next to any door and you're not walking out. We both know that.
We know that instead of watching it 30-something times, he's probably going to see it 25 times.
Yeah. Did that shit really happen? Let me go see it again.
Yeah. I think maybe you got me there. I'll sit through the first one and I'll walk out on the second viewing just to make a point, and then I'll sit through 3, 4, 5, etc.
Go to IMAX.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of which, did I tell you guys this? Last week when I went to see Rogue One, what happened afterwards?
No.
Last week I went to see Rogue One, and as I was walking out, this woman turns and says to either boyfriend, husband, whatever, "That was terrible. You owe me 3 chick flicks." She wouldn't stop talking about how bad the movie was. Just wanted to look
I
at the...
I hope that guy broke up.
Yeah, I was going to look at him and be like, run. She has terrible taste. That was my story. That's my news for the week.
I've listened to some other podcasts where people who are not, you know, they're not even movie buffs. They talk about certain things and they've said some bad things about it. And oh man, it's just the second act. I just don't understand there's just no character development. I'm like, what the fuck are you people talking about? You're making me want to turn it off right now. Like,
right?
It's a war movie.
I mean, again, casual fans, I get it, but I just don't understand how someone can watch that movie and say this is a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
How can you watch that movie and say this is boring? What is wrong with you? I mean, look, if you thought you were going to go see a chick flick and then your boyfriend took you to see a war movie, okay, gotcha. That's not a bad movie, though. That's just your expectations are completely wrong from what you're about to do. But to sit down and go, I can't wait for this Star Wars movie. Oh, that was terrible.
Mm-mm. You're terrible.
You're throwing everything I know about you into question now, sir.
Exactly. It's not a bad movie. You're a bad person. You got anything else, Tim?
Oh, a massive sense of regret for this world. Oh, you mean Star Wars related?
Yeah, Star Wars related.
Oh. No. Mm. Not this week. Slow week. I was trying to pull stuff out of thin air there for us, guys. Mm. So you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Although I started the show by saying there was nothing. You guys came up with a lot of stuff, so I might have to do that every week.
Hey, nothing happened this week. What happened this week?
Exactly.
A lot happened this week, Patrick. Why are you hosting this show if you don't know what happened?
That's a really good question.
As we end every week, just want to let you know the views and opinions expressed on this podcast by the host and their guest are theirs alone and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm. With that being said, Rosario, if you want to dress up like Ahsoka and come on over to my place, you let me know any day of the week.
Good Lord.
yeah, Star Wars.
Tim, it sounds like you need a beer. Good thing I've got one for you.
I literally have just water in this apartment, so I'm very pissed at myself.
I'm really sorry.
Not a very good balance here for you.
I'm typical. I need to live up to my alcoholic roots. Have more. I actually do have hard alcohol. No, I'm not ready for that tonight. I have too much other stuff going on.
Did that make it even more pathetic Valentine's Day? It went from sitting at home podcasting to sitting at home podcasting and drinking.
Is it even more sad than sitting at home podcasting sober?
That's a tough one.
I don't know. I'm okay with it.
Well, I'm going to go
this
with
is
drink.
My life.
I'm going to go with drinking.
Enjoy yourself. You want me to take it out?
Don't ever say that again, first of all.
I was waiting. I'm like, come on, say yes. Say yes. Turn my Valentine's Day around.
All right. I think that's about all I can take. So, yes, Tim, take us out.
We both know you can take a lot more than that, Patrick. Just as we end every week, what in the fuck
on.
Is that?
Yeah, you know what? I need to say something else.
Jesus Christ.
All right, well, here, I'll edit that out, and now we're even for me hitting you in the balls. Correction, ball. One. Singular.
I did get one. That fucking hurt so bad. It's been a while since I got hit in the balls.
I really didn't mean to. I didn't think my aim was that good.
Good aim.